This is a live look at the Clevelander deck, the selection made for the first time ever from inside Everbank Field. And it's James Sample, the safety from Louisville. Welcome in, J.P. Shadrick with John Osier from the rubber hallway at Everbank Field. On the clock continues.
Do we really need to see more of Bisselli on draft day? I saw him 20 years ago on this day. It's enough.
That's right. And I tell you what, he and Fowler were there today. Right. Sample is the pick, and they go defensive back, and strong safety is really this guy especially, I guess.
It sure looks like it. And again, this is the stage of the draft where you sort of scramble to find out about guys. He looks like a box safety. At the same time, you also saw stuff that said he's got the size and the quickness to play corner. So we'll find out as we go along sort of more about him. I sort of expected a wide receiver at this pick. At the same time, it lines up with what they've been doing all weekend, which is they clearly think they've got this roster in a spot where they're okay at spots, and now they're sort of going back and trying to create some competition. They did it last night with guard. Looks like the same thing at safety. Also, this day is going to be about special teams and adding speed, physicality. You would think Sample fits that.
Andy Dingler making his way down towards the press conference room. We'll head down there coming up shortly. Sample, a guy that started at the University of Washington, transferred to a junior college, and then finished with 1 year at the University of Louisville. So he's been well-traveled in his career.
Yeah, it looks like he had a shoulder injury as well early on, which can set you back. But it sounds like once he got to Louisville, played very well and impressed. I saw some draft sites, again, we're just kind of scrolling quickly on a guy like this, mm-hmm. that said he was on the underrated team, he's an underrated guy. Not a surprise that he's picked, maybe a surprise that he's picked this high, but at this point in the draft, it's hard to know exactly where a guy should be picked. Looks like he'll play box safety, special teams guy.
Let's go down the hall. Press conferences live on Jaguars.com.
And guys, just so you know, traded a 103rd pick for the 104 and 229, seventh round. What did you like about Sample?
Well, he started out at the University of Washington, and he's really a one-year, you know, in terms of true performance at the Division I level. And he's 6'2", he's 209, almost 210, ran 4.5. He had 4 interceptions, led the team in tackles. He had 90 tackles, 76 solos, and 14 assists, so he's a productive player. And I think he's got a really high ceiling. He's got good ball skills, he'll fill the alley, and he's an aggressive player. So
he left Washington, was that just a playing time issue?
It was. Well, he started out his first year, he had a shoulder injury, and kind of set him back, and then they were going to try to switch positions on him as to move him to linebacker. He wanted to play safety, so he went 1 year at American River Junior College and then transferred to Louisville.
So can he play center field, sideline, sideline?
Well, you know, they had Holloman as the other safety that came out, and that's one of the things that does intrigue us. We do think he can come in and play red line to red line as our coaches describe it. He's got really good speed. He's got good ball skills, and he's got very good range. So he can come in, and he'll be a really good special teams player because he is an aggressive player and he's a good tackler. And he can compete, you know, at the free safety spot with Sergio and also Josh Evans in regards to coming in. And like anything, as Coach Bradley always says, you know, he wants to build competition within each position, and this one adds that factor for us at that spot.
Did you meet him at the combine?
Yes, we met at the combine. They interviewed him at the combine, okay. And we feel real good about the makeup of him. And we've done our homework, and he's just a quality guy. And I really think he's got a lot of upside to him. You know, being the fact that he's really a 1-year producer at the Division I level.
So it's a wide open three-way race for the starting job at free safety?
I would say not wide open, but yeah, he's going to come in and have the opportunity to compete. And it's to fill depth in this spot on our team and to, you know, I'd say, you know, we've, you know, Sergio and Josh who have both have, you know, NFL experience, but he can come in and can compete for the position. I don't think it's just going to be handed to him by any means. But,
well, is it a two-man fight then for the starter job? Well, how does the starting job look?
What?
Can you talk to us about what you liked about Fowler?
What's that?
Oh, Fowler?
Yeah.
For number one is he gets to the quarterback. And he's really an explosive player. He's got heavy hands. Like he kind of gives you a couple dimensions because not only is he a good pass rusher that has dip and move to him, but he's got strong hands to set the edge too. So he's not like you're getting a one-dimensional pass rush player. You're getting, I think, more of a complete player that plays with strength and plays with great balance and explosiveness. So
can you give us your thoughts on the two picks from yesterday as well, Yeldon and Cam?
Yeah, well, Yeldon, you know, gives us a, I think, a feature. He's got really good, really quick feet, and to me, he's got excellent vision to get through holes. He really gives us a number one back. He's a big back. He's 220 pounds. And he's got speed. He's really strong for the position. So it gives us a number one back, in my opinion. So it's exciting from that standpoint.
And Cam?
Excuse me?
And Cam? AJ Cam?
Oh, yeah. When he comes in, I think he can compete for a starting position. He's a four-year starter. He's a captain. He's got excellent work ethic. And he can roll his hips. I mean, he can create movement. He's a power player. He's got a ton of trigger time, you know, at South Carolina. And I really think he's got a lot of upside. He kind of gives us, and last year we did a lot of movement in regards to the zone scheme. And so I think we're going to be able to run more power with him. And he'll come in, and I think it'll be a good competition. Once again, there's another thing that I feel we brought a good player in that's going to compete for time. You know, it's with Linder, and Linder will be on the right side, and you have Beatles and him, and it'll be interesting. And we also think that over time he could transition into center as well. So it gives you a lot of versatility.
Sorry. Was this a good draft from the standpoint of your biggest area of needs happened to be areas in the draft that were really kind of pretty deep?
It's kind of worked out that way. You know, there's always positions that for us, we're great. I get greedy. You know, you want to kind of fill them all, and you can't. You know, there's only so many slots that you have. But you want, you know, look up and say, oh, get this guy. And then we do our homework, too, into researching what's available for next year. So if they're low in one area for next year, our area scouts or college scouts have already done that. So it gives Dave and Gus an opportunity to see really what's position rich for the year after. And if it's light there, then that may be an emphasis for us in this year's draft.
And it seemed odd that the Jets would move up just one spot to take a quarterback. You guys obviously didn't have quarterback on the radar there. Was the phone ringing with you guys? Were there other people in play to move up and get a quarterback there?
There was one other team that was involved. I can't really mention who, but
that's fine.
I would say that was the scenario, and you know, it's like anything. If you really have a need for somebody, you go get them, you know, and that's what they did. And to our benefit, we moved back one spot, we got the player that we had targeted, and we gained a seventh round pick. So it was a win-win for us.
We hear a lot from analysts that used to be in, you know, in a role similar to yours, mm-hmm. that safety, evaluating that position, is so much more difficult now because of spread offenses, mm-hmm. and what colleges are doing. How did that play into evaluating Sample?
It's like anything, and I said even like the other day, the toughest position I think for myself is safety, just because there's such limited opportunities. So you just got to do more work. You got to watch more games. And he pops out on tape in terms of, you know, production. He's an aggressive player. All four of those guys were coming out in the secondary, you know, and between Holloman and Sample and the other two players, I think they had like 21 interceptions, so it's a productive team, and Louisville, you know, it's a good ball club, so he pops out.
Are there games that you specifically target with him when he's playing maybe an FSU because of their mm-hmm. offense? Or
of course.
How does that work?
Well, I always think, too, when you're evaluating players, is to take them against their best competition, and it might be, at times, it's a little bit different because in the secondary, but it might be an individual battle, like O-line versus D-line, where they're the best, not necessarily the best team, but the best matchup. I always think, too, when you get to playing the best team and also a rivalry game, is really when you see the player at, or should be at, his peak. So,
are there things you remember about Sample from film that stand out, plays he made that you can share with us?
Specific plays?
Yeah, anything?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you, like, one that pops off the top of my head, but the whole body of work is good. I mean, and it would be, or we wouldn't have taken him in the fourth round. I mean, it's a... Like I said, when you watch tape on him, he is an aggressive player, and he will come down, and he kind of gives you a little bit of both in my eyes. He gives you the range of a free and the strength of a strong. So it's a good combination to have.
Thank you, Andy. I'm going to be right after the player. I'll bring you Bob Babbage.
Andy Dingler, the Assistant Director of Player Personnel, after the selection of James Sample, the safety. Brian Sexton's with us now, Senior Correspondent, Jaguars.com. He's going to compete at free safety, it sounds like.
Well, the thing that stands out the most, though, is his versatility, right? So he comes in as a solid box safety, yeah, which he was Louisville's leading tackler, you heard Andy allude to. But we saw the range and the ball skills that Andy also alluded to. So now you've got a guy that can compete at free safety, he can back up at strong safety, and he's a guy they expect to come in and upgrade their special teams. That's a value pick on the third day of this draft, to go get a guy who can do a lot of things while you groom him to do one thing much better than he does now.
This draft overall just has a different feel in the last 2 years, obviously. You know, the last 2 years you have to draft guys to start and play right away. Now you can build some depth and build some competition here.
Well, you know, Dave talked about how the position group of wide receivers, you know, targets on the offense side, started to get a little crowded the other day. And so when you start looking in the defensive backfield, you bring in Sergio Brown, you sign Devon House, now you bring in James Sample. All right. Well, I mean, now you've got a bunch of guys at all four positions that you like, that you're competing with, and that hasn't obviously been the case. Same thing with the offensive line, same thing with the running backs. You know, now the question is, where are they going next? Because you start looking for holes on the roster. Again, not saying everyone is a proven starter yet, but start finding places where you can't compete. Hard to find. It's a dramatic change from where they were.
Here's what the Jaguars have right now in their pockets. Of course, Fowler in the first round, Yeldon in the second, Can the guard in the third, James Sample the safety here in the fourth. The third pick of the fifth round goes to the Jaguars, 139th overall, fourth pick of the sixth round, and now 2 7th-round picks. The 180th pick, that's the fourth pick, and pick 12 of the seventh round. So there's a chance. That's what they have now. They could either use those, bundle something, maybe move back up in one of these rounds, or play it as it lies.
They've got the flexibility, which Dave has said the last couple of years he enjoyed having multiple picks, more than just seven, to go and target a player that they want. They could sit still and take the best player in every round. I mean, this is still a young roster that has guys who are developing. But if there's a specific guy, you know, a three-technique defensive tackle that you really want to add depth there while Derek Marks is coming back, just as an example, or a young developmental tight end to work behind, because Mercedes has just 1 year left on his contract. Whatever it may be, they've got the flexibility to go and do what they want.
That'll do it for now. James Sample is a Jaguar. The safety from Louisville will be back after the Jaguars make their next selection in round number 5.